This is VOA News. Being remote from Nelson, the ruling party in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia is claiming victory following Saturday's closely contested parliamentary election. But the opposition alleges the vote was rigged and staged a rally outside parliament on Sunday in protest. Preliminary results show the ruling Georgian Dream garnered about 48% of the vote. The opposition United National Movement, or UNM, of former President Mikhail Saakashvili was second with 27%. The ruling party declared victory soon after initial projections were announced. It said the elections were a step forward and that it will single-handedly form a government. With the final votes still being counted, the opposition is discussing the possibility of boycotting parliament. Observers from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe have said the vote was competitive and that overall fundamental freedoms were respected. The OSCE also said, however, that allegations of pressure on voters and blurring of the line between party and state reduced public confidence in parts of the process. A statement from the U.S. Embassy in Tbilisi echoed the assessment of the OSCE while calling for transparency in resolving the complaints. At least 51 people have been killed and nearly 900 injured by an earthquake that toppled buildings in the Turkish city of Izmir and created sea surges on at least two Greek islands. Rescue teams in Turkey early Sunday morning pulled a man alive from the rubble of a collapsed building. The man is believed to have survived for 33 hours under the debris of a residential building that was flattened during the earthquake. More on this and other stories is available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.